All right, let me jump on in here to the daily Right Side Way monologue. So yesterday we dedicated the entire show to the service and the sacrifices of the servicemen and women who participated in the D-Day invasion. I mean, what a great show, too, by the way. Thank you all for making it what it was. In the course of prepping the show, though, I ran across a story that wasn't exactly about D-Day, but I held on to it, decided that it was deserving of some time of its own. So here we go. It's a story about airborne beer. Yeah. So the 101st Airborne Division is a legacy unit, right? Formed in World War II, the Screaming Eagles of the 101st participated in the jumps into Normandy, fought their way across Europe, jumped again in Operation Market Garden to seize the bridges at Remagen River. The 101st has participated in every war since then. In the wake of their jump into Normandy, the 101st spent the next 6 months fighting, regrouping, and fighting some more. And in December of 1944, the Germans launched a counteroffensive that became known as the Battle of the Bulge. And the 1st of the 501st Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 101st Airborne found itself completely surrounded at a little Belgian crossroads town called Bastogne. And Bastogne was the worst. It was like a Valley Forge moment with freezing cold. Frostbite and trench foot became almost as prevalent as enemy action in terms of the injuries it inflicted. The American soldiers at Bastogne were outnumbered approximately 5-1. They were lacking in cold weather gear, ammunition, food, medical supplies, and much of their senior leadership was trapped outside of their lines, unable to get to them. Due to the worst winter weather in memory, the U.S. forces could not be resupplied by air, nor was tactical air support available during this entire time because of the cloudy weather. It became a total siege. The Germans wanted the town because of its key location as a crossroads. The U.S. forces weren't going to give it to them. And so at one point, the Germans sent an emissary to meet with the American commander on the ground in Bastogne. He brought a very carefully worded letter from the German commander telling the Americans in flowery terms that there was no hope. They were vastly outnumbered. They were soon to be annihilated. They had 2 hours to surrender or the Germans were going to begin a massive artillery barrage. It was a very nice way of saying, give up or we'll wipe you out. Major General Terry McAuliffe was the U.S. commander of the forces in Bastogne. He wrote a very short reply in return. He said to the German commander, nuts, the American commander. That's it. Nuts. That was his whole reply. The Germans were confused. The commander of the U.S. 327th Glider Infantry Regiment was there. He sort of helped with the translation. He told the German emissary, you can interpret that to mean go to hell. Well, it was a classic moment that got out to the troops and they loved it. Despite their situation, they had an attitude, they had a resolve, they had a can-do kind of spirit. They locked down, held on, and kept the fight going in Bastogne. Well, in the middle of it all, there was this little Italian kid from Staten Island, New York, named Vincent Speranza. Speranza lied about his age to enlist in the Army. By 18, he was already at Fort Benning, Georgia, training to be an infantry soldier when he heard about the paratroopers. So Vincent Speranza, he volunteered for the Parachute Infantry, as it was called back then, and he wound up being assigned to the 501st Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 101st Airborne Division, and his very first engagement when he got to the war was Bastogne. So Vinny Speranza, the young kid from Staten Island, he went to war with all the cockiness and the bravado that an 18-year-old paratrooper could be expected to have. And while at Bastogne, his good friend, another trooper named Joe Willis, was wounded and sent to the aid station in the ruins of an old Bastogne church. So Speranza, he took some time to go check on his buddy, and when he got there, his wounded buddy asked him for a drink. Speranza decided it was his mission. He realized that there was a destroyed Belgian pub nearby, so he started rooting around in the wreckage, at which point he actually discovered an undamaged cask of Belgian beer. So he tapped it, but he couldn't find anything to put the beer in, so he filled up his helmet, made his way back to the aid station. He pretty much became a legend right there on the spot. The wounded GIs were so thrilled that Speranza went ahead and made multiple trips back and forth from the aid station to the old burned-out pub, filling up his steel pot with beer, getting all his buddies at the aid station completely soused. It's a story that only an American GI can be a part of, right? The docs figured out what was going on. They put a stop to Speranza's war zone pub crawl, but by then the word was out. Morale was boosted, and Vinny Speranza became a paratrooper legend. But see, it didn't stop there. Because the locals knew about it, too. They loved it. In the aftermath of World War II, a local brasserie in post-war Bastogne decided to create a special brew, and they did, and they called it airborne beer. It's a dark mahogany colored spirit with a cream colored foam. You can look it up. It's still for sale right now. Just Google Airborne Beer. And if you go to the Bouillon Brewery in Bastogne today, you can still drink it out of a small green ceramic shaped mug that's shaped like a World War II U.S. Army helmet. Maybe the coolest part of the story comes from the fact that after earning a Bronze Star, a Purple Heart, and a Combat Infantryman's badge, that Vincent Speranza survived the war. He went home, he married, he had a family, he became a school teacher, and he learned one day about airborne beer. Well, there's a lot to unpack in that story. There's the indomitable spirit of the American soldier. There's the willingness to do the hard thing for the greater good. There's the fact that Vinnie Speranza felt the need to quit thinking about how cold and miserable he was personally and go find his buddy in the aid station to make sure he's okay. There was the effort that went into a random act of kindness to bring a helmet full of beer to a thirsty bunch of wounded troops, and then several more, and then several more. And there's the dark humor and the spunky attitude that shows up in the youth of America as Vincent Speranza snuck that beer past the docks multiple times, and you know he enjoyed doing it. And there's the whole fun's over, let's get down to business and win this fight even though we're surrounded kind of attitude that we need more of. So Vincent Speranza, he was just a private in a big war, but he became an inspiration once again later in life when he made it his mission to speak to young troopers, school kids, and anyone who would listen about the love of country and the need for service, the can-do attitude of readiness. I mean, I could end here with my own words, but listen, I don't usually do this, but I thought it might be better for you to hear from him. So Vincent Speranza, here's some things that he had to say in his final year because he passed away at the age of 93, just last year. But not long before he died, the 101st Airborne made a short video of him, and he issued his call to the next generation, just like you'd expect from a guy like that.
Young people, freedom is not free. Someone always has to pay the price. The price is high, but Americans have always been willing to pay it when necessary. My advice to you is to keep yourself prepared because it may be your turn the next time freedom is threatened.
PFC Vincent Speranza, paratrooper with 101st Airborne, survivor of Bastogne, and the inspiration for airborne beer. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. I'm just telling you, man, that's cool. And by the way, you can look him up. The man was a hoot. He was pretty calm and sedate in that particular moment, but he was the kind of guy that would probably just, this is well, kick you in the pants and talk about how hard it was being a paratrooper and to get your act together. He was that guy, you know? And he was that guy back in the day. Vincent Speranza, Staten Island, 101st Airborne, airborne beer. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.